Honest information about living a healthy lifestyle on RadioMD.com. It's time for Naturally Savvy with natural visionary Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis.
Here on Naturally Savvy, Andrea and I talk a lot about what you put on your body in addition to what you put in your body. And a lot of people like to have pretty nails, but boy, those nail polishes can be so toxic. And also when you go to get a manicure, you want to make sure that, well, have they cleaned those properly? I mean, there's a lot of things, right, Andrea, to really be concerned about.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we've got Carol Ault, who we adore, to talk all about this, what happens when she gets a manicure, what kind of nail polish does Carol Ault use? Well, we're going to find out. Hi, Carol.
Hi, guys. So nice to be back with you on the radio here.
Oh, it's so great to have you back. Oh, let's talk about this, because you're a gorgeous woman, and you always look immaculate, and your nails are lovely. So how do you do this and avoid all the toxicity? Because we know how important that is to you.
Yeah, for sure. You know, the thing is that I always have to have my nails done. They always have to look good. They always have to look clean. A lot of people think that when, you know, I go to the spa, that's a relaxing moment for me. It totally isn't. It's something I have to do. And when you have to do something, you know, it becomes work. It doesn't become pleasure. And I started to research about all the toxins that are in nail polishes, because when you're sitting there, you're breathing this stuff in for the hour and a half that you're there getting a manicure and pedicure. And then I started thinking about these poor girls that are breathing all of this in all day long. And sure enough, the Environmental Working Group came out with a study just this week saying, wow, there is really a lot of toxins in nail polishes. And I did a segment on my show about seven top toxins I didn't want in my nail polish. They were things like dibutyl phthalate and toluene and formaldehyde. I mean, yeah, you know, formaldehyde, that's for dead bodies, not for my living, beautiful hands. But it also had formaldehyde resin, and it had camphor, and you know, I just started, you know, freaking out. So what I did was, is I went online and I started researching the different nail polishes that were more healthy. So I made a list, and here it is. The one that I use is called Mineral Fusion. I like that one.
Oh, I've used that. I like that too. Have you tried that, Andrea?
Yeah, it's one of the brands I use.
Yeah, I find that they've got a lot of great colors. Sorry, I dropped my phone. a lot of great colors. They have clear. They have, even for men, they have a matte clear, and they even have nail polish remover. So you want to look for a nail polish remover that has no acetate in it. It takes a little longer to remove your nail polish, but it's worth it for the health of your hands. But there are a couple of others. There's another company called Cure Bazaar. And then there's Pretty, New York City, and that's not like, oh, she's such a pretty girl or pretty woman. It's Pritti, New York.
Oh, cute.
And then there's Ella and Millie. Those are the top ones that I recommend. You know, you can go online and order them and bring your nail polish with you to the nail salon. That's what I do.
You know, it's so funny you say that. I love this conversation because I am literally a bag lady. And I'm going to tell you why I'm a bag lady when I go get a manicure. Because I take, you have to see, I mean, it's hilarious because the manicurists laugh at me when I walk in. They're like, oh, right, there's that woman again that brings her entire manicure, her entire nail salon with her to get her nails done. So Carol, like you, I get my nails done every week. And I like, because it makes me feel good. And I don't do it myself. I like to go and get them done professionally. And I also love color. So every time I travel, I stock up on all these gorgeous nail polishes. So I use Mineral Fusion. I've never heard of the other two, so I'm definitely going to check them out. I like Pacifica. That's another brand that I use, and also Gabriel. So those are some brands that they have in the natural, in the health food stores. But I literally bring, like you said, Carol, I bring my own nail polish remover without acetone. I bring my own nail polish itself. They even give me tools so we can use our own tools to keep us clean. So I'm with you. We don't need those chemicals in our body. And they're so toxic. You can smell it. When you walk in, it stinks in the manicure's office. It smells, right, in the nail salon.
It smells terrible. It smells terrible. And, you know, I always end up with a headache when I leave there. You know, I'm waiting for the fresh air outside. You know, I know you say you're a bag lady, but I don't even allow them to wash my feet or moisturize me with their chemical-laden stuff. I bring all my own soaps and, you know, massage oils and things like that, because I'm just you know, I'm trying to be really as clean as possible. But, you know, the big thing really is the nail polish. If you don't want to do all this other stuff, you know, I get it. It you have to think about it. And a lot of people don't want to think. They just want to go and relax in a nail salon. But at least bring your own nail polish. Besides the fact that half their nail polishes are open for weeks and they crack off after 2 days anyway. So it's much better to bring your own stuff because you know how long you've had it.
That's interesting you say that. You know, it's funny. I do bring my own lotion, too. And every time, like, if I'll bring my daughter, I'll bring her once in a while to get her nails done because she's got these beautiful nails. And they'll, by mistake, use their lotion. And I'll be like, no, 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 you can't use their lotion. You got to use mine. And I don't know if you experience this, Carol, but the looks that I get, it's like as if I'm so annoying to these people that I'm bringing my own thing and I don't want to use their chemicals. Like, to the point where I've had, like, you know, them look at me and it embarrasses my daughter and it embarrasses me is the fact that we're trying to be clean here. And then they're like, and then my daughter is like, why do we have to use all your stuff, mommy? I'm like, and I try to explain to her because it's chemicals, but they make her feel bad that we're using our own products. So sometimes I get a little frustrated. I do have to say, even to places that I go all the time, right?
Well, maybe what you should do is ask them if you could keep little, like, sample bottles there. Like, some nail polish they have, you can have your own little drawer. And, I mean, don't think you're crazy, because there are women I know who bring their own clippers and their own files and their own cuticle cutters. So, you know, I just think that health should always come first. It should always be your number one priority. And I think that's what you need to instill in your daughter, that this is, that you love her, and then this is because you love her and you love yourself and you want to be healthy. You don't know what they put in there. They can have one bottle sitting there and put other stuff into it. You don't know what they're putting on you.
Yeah, that's a good point. You know, I like to get my nails done at a place. And now, unlike you gals, I don't get my nails done very often. Good thing we're not on TV. But at any rate, I go to a place where they don't do any acrylics, and they just use the nail polish. So it has a high ceiling. I don't know if you can find those kinds of places, but they're so much better because it's the acrylics that really, oh my gosh, the smell, and I just get a headache. So,
and the powder, you know, when they're filing those things down, they send a fine powder into the air.
Yes.
Yeah, it's very difficult in a nail salon. I feel sorry for those girls, especially if they don't wear masks.
Yes, exactly.
Yes. You know, it's interesting, Carol, that you're saying that, because, and it's interesting that you also referenced the EWG report, because when I was in Florida, I went to get a manicure and there was this woman, and, you know, at least my experience, a lot of the nail salons here where I live is they're women from Vietnam and they work in the nail salons. And so anyway, so this woman I was talking to, she was the nicest lady, and she told me that she had a child. She came to the U.S. and she started working in a nail salon, and she had a baby not too long after, and her baby, she has three kids, two that were born there, one that was born in the U.S. and she started working in the nail salon, and he was born with problems. Like, he was mentally challenged and he had a lot of issues. And I was wondering, I guess my first thought was, I wonder if it had anything to do with the fact that she works in a nail salon.
I would think. Were you going to say something?
Oh, no, that's all. I know. I think we both said it at the same time. I would think so as well, that there would be issues. I mean, she was pregnant and working there?
Yep. She worked her entire pregnancy at the manicure salon. That I don't know, because I don't do acrylic. I just do regular manicure, so I didn't ask her.
I don't know. I just think that this is a matter of controlling your health and controlling your body. It's just one more step, something else to think about to do to keep healthy.
Yeah, I love that you brought this topic up, Carol. And I don't think we've ever covered this before, Lisa, have we?
Just such a great topic. And it was Carol's idea, so... Yay for
Carol,
as
love
always.
It. Yeah, great topic. And it's something that's so, you know, Carol, you and I obviously do all the time. And I just love that you brought this up today. So, Carol, thank you for being on our show, as you always are. We love having you on. If you want to learn more about Carol and all of her health tips and suggestions, you can visit carolalt.com. You can also follow her on Twitter @modelcarolalt. I'm Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter @YourRadioMD and @NaturallySavvy. Thanks for listening, everyone. And please, please, please do not use toxic nail polish. Stay well.